Hello, I've just been sent a text message by Domino's Pizza offering me any pizza, any size for collection, $7.99, or delivery for $9.99. Now, a full price pizza from there is about £15, but you can always get some form of buy one, get one free. The only trouble with it is it's kind of like saying to you, have a pizza. I'd like a pizza, but I've already had my tea. I'm not going to buy an extra pizza just because it's a lot cheaper than normal. Except I probably would, because like a lot of people, I'm unintentionally greedy. And even though I've had my tea, I might think later on, oh, you know what, that pizza offer sounded a bit good, so I might go and get one. Which is stupid, really, because it's kind of going, have a pizza. But I don't want a pizza. But we'll give you the pizza for a lot less than you would normally pay for the pizza. Don't make me have the pizza that I don't really want. Oh no, stomach, why do you do this to me? And then I will drive and buy the pizza, which is not good. There's a lot of advertising like that at the moment. Like, there's an advert on the radio and it says, do you like the cinema? Well, yes, I do like the cinema. Would you like a free ticket to the cinema? Yes. Yes, I would like a free ticket to the cinema. Please, tell me, how do I get this free ticket to the cinema? Well, if you come to our garage and buy 3 individual amounts of petrol, we will give you a free cinema ticket. Wow. How much do I have to spend to get the free cinema ticket? You have to spend £90 in 3 lots of £30 to get a free cinema ticket. Only £90, you say? Yes, only £90. Why, that is amazing. I shall start filling my tank up at your extortionately expensive petrol station right now. And it's not fair, is it? Because it's not a good offer, really, is it? £90 to get 1 cinema ticket. Now, even with prices rising all the time, a cinema ticket is £7.90. And the chances of you getting the free cinema ticket in time for you to see the film you want to see that week is quite low. So why would we do it? Why do we go for these offers? Why do we buy one, get one free? It's like the petrol offer on at Tesco at the moment. Spend £60 and get 10 pence off a litre of petrol. Now that sounds great, doesn't it? 10 pence off a litre. But you still have to spend £60. I've just been to the supermarket to get a few bits and I only spent £20 because I got the things that I needed to buy. And in this recession heavy time and, you know, this whatever credit crunchy motherfucking shitbag of a time that we're in at the moment, I'm only going to buy the things that I need. Now, to get an extra 10 pence off a litre off fuel, I have to spend an extra £40 on top of what I've already spent to get that offer. It's bollocks. It's absolute fucking shit, Tesco. You know, £60 to get and to get a saving out of that, a saving of £4, I have to spend, what, 40 pence a litre, 40 litres to get £4 off. It's ridiculous. It's complete shit. £40, 40 litres in fact, to get £4 off. I could just spend the £20 and save the £40 and spend £40 on fuel anyway. You know? It's just ridiculous. Oh, I'm in a bit of a ranty mood, to be fair. I've got a bit of a head cold. Anyway, what I'm saying is basically just don't fall for these offers. They just, you know, you're an idiot if you do. And if you do fall for them, it's usually not intentional idiocy. It's unintentional idiocy brought about by the fact that you make it think you're making a saving when in actual fact you're having to spend more to make a small saving, which kind of cancels itself out. It's a bit like watching Noel Fielding's luxury comedy on acid. Just cancels each other out, really, doesn't it? No point. Anyway, good night. I'm almost home now, so I'm gonna stop you. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm not driving.